Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Good morning and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Seattle Seahawks and their draft needs for the NFL Draft for 2022 is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going?
What is going on, Jeremiah? The Seahawks, man, they have went through a lot this offseason. I'm going to cover all of it. And I'm also going to talk about, like you said, what they can draft, who they can go with in this upcoming draft to try and get them back to that former glory, right? That Super Bowl champion from all those years ago. We'll see what they can do. But this is a very young and hungry team.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching our live broadcast or listening to our podcast, thank you so much for joining us. It's because of you, and especially how you've been telling your friends and family by word of mouth just about 100 yards of football, just offhandedly, hey, you've been listening to 100 yards of football lately? And they'll be like, eh, tell me all about it. And then you'll be like, well, let me tell you on my Spotify app over my YouTube or anywhere else that you listen to it. And you can just go into this whole awesome speech about how you love 100 yards of football. Or at least that's what we tend to do when we're around our friends and family. I don't know. Maybe we're weird. But so just giving you that word, we appreciate every single time that you tell someone about our show. So thank you so much to our Seahawk fans, to our NFL fans, to our football fans, and of course, to our team who keep it going every single week. So, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, the Seattle Seahawks, what happened in the offseason? What are they looking for? And what can we expect out of the draft?
Like I said, man, the Seahawks, they went through a lot this year, lost a lot of their old regime, trying to get a new, fresh start. Let's go into their free agency, who they've lost, who they've gained. It's been a very long offseason for Seahawks fans, I know. Like I said, not the best year last year, 7-10 record, but they're trying to, like I said, get a little bit better this year, hopefully, and see what they can do. So let's look at the guys who they have not re-signed yet, guys who are still looking for that next contract and who might be with the Seahawks, who might not. Like I said, we're not sure as of, what is it, April 11th at the moment. So we will see. All right, so currently Dwayne Brown, Brandon Shell, Benson Moya. Let's see, we got Geno Smith, Alex Collins, Robert Kendici, Rasheen Green, Blissawan Austin, John Ursia, Gavin Huslip, Marcus Webb, and Adrian Peterson are still without contracts, looking to see if they're going to be with the Seahawks this upcoming year or if they're going to go somewhere else. Or if you're maybe Adrian Peterson, who is a little bit older, you might go back to the Vikings for a day, call it a career, and you know, probably wait for that gold jacket out there in Canton. We will see. Now let's look at who they've re-signed, because they have re-signed a lot of talent. We got Nigel Warrior. What a great name for the safety. He is back. John Radigan, Dakota Shepley. They've also got Will Disley, Tanner Muse, John Reed, Penny Hart. They've got Brian Moan, Phil Haynes, Ryan Neal, Kyle Fuller. They also got Sidney Jones, Al Woods, Rashad Penny. They've got guys also. So those are all the ones who have re-signed along with Quandre Diggs, their safety. And finally, who they've gained, who they've either traded, or guys who have went to a different team. Boy, it's a good bit. So here we go. Of course, Russell Wilson. He gone. He went to the Broncos in a big trade, we all know. He is with Denver now in the West. Bobby Wagner, their linebacker. He's gone. Went to the defending champs, LA Rams. That's a tough 1-2 punch already gone from the roster. Shelby Harris, they picked up from the Broncos in that trade. Gerald Everett, tight end, he went to the Chargers. Quentin Jefferson came over from the Raiders. Noah Fant also in that trade with the Broncos is going to be a Seahawk this year. Ethan Pokic, the left guard, has went to the Cleveland Browns. They've gained Justin Coleman, the cornerback. Like I mentioned, Drew Lock will presumably be their starter this upcoming season at quarterback. Nwosi, the edge rusher, has came over from the Chargers. They, Artie Burns and Austin Blythe, are both coming over. Burns, the cornerback from the Chicago Bears, and Blythe, the center from the Chiefs. They're going to be Seahawks this upcoming season. Also, we have Joel Igwinbi, the linebacker from the Bears, also coming on over. And finally, they have lost DJ Reed to the Jets and Jamarco Jones to the Titans. So I'm very much a mixed bag, right? You have a lot of guys who are gone. You have some new faces, some fresh faces in your system. And, man, it's I know for Seahawks fans, once you saw that, you know, Russell Wilson's gone, I mean, we all know what he's done in Seattle. And then not too much longer later, right? You heard Bobby Wagner was also gone. And not just gone, he went to the Super Bowl champs in the Rams. That was just a 1-2 punch, man, right to the gut. But, you know, that's the cruel business that is football, Jeremiah. It is what it is. But how you can build your team up, of course, is in the draft, which is what we're here to go with today, here to talk about. Let's look at the draft picks, first of all. They have a decent amount. Like I said, in that Russell Wilson trade, they also gained the number 9 overall pick in the first round. In round 2, they have pick 40 also from the Broncos. They also have pick number 41 in the second round. In the third round, pick 72. One pick in the fourth at 109. In the fifth round, they have two selections at 145 and 153. And finally, in the seventh round, pick 229. So a good amount of selections that can go with here. And with a top 10 pick, you got to knock it out of the park. But what are they going to go with? That is the big question on everyone's mind, because there's not really a clear-cut favorite, it seems. I mean, this is a very interesting draft class. It's going to be interesting to see who falls maybe to the Seahawks, who can land in their laps, who falls maybe out of that top 5 and into the number 9 position. But like I said, we're not here to go with who they're actually going to draft. We're just here to talk about the needs, the positions, the skill groups. So the Seahawks, they can go a bunch of different routes. Like I said, I've seen people talking about they can get a quarterback, but I don't know. I mean, you traded for Drew Lock, so I feel like that would be kind of cruel to trade for a young man who is still very young in this league. Like I said, he hasn't played for a whole lot. And just to sit him on the bench or know that another quarterback they draft in the top 10 is coming for their job, I don't think that would be the best move. I would do that personally. But I feel like they need some help in a bunch of areas, but I think that you can look at the offensive line. Heck, even Pete Carroll, the head coach, said that the tackle, especially the right tackle, left tackle, is a spot that's of concern. So, also, like I mentioned, with Dwayne Brown, who's a little bit older, he's late 30s. They're not sure if he's going to come back or not. I feel that they need to look at a good offensive line, because that's a key to any good offense in the NFL. You have to have a very solid offensive line. So you can definitely go with that in the top 10 if you choose to. So we'll see if they can go with an offensive tackle. That could be a good position to go with. Also, another one I think is an edge rusher or a linebacker. You got to have someone to pair. Like I said, you lost Bobby Wagner. You got to have someone to try and replace at least some of his talent, right? If not one person, then maybe get two and see what they can do. Their linebacking core, their defensive line is pretty much shot after losing guys this year. I mean, they've got some good prospects, but it's no one that really kind of just jumps out on the page at you that looks like a legit threat. If they can go with someone in that maybe second round pick or even third round, they could get a solid linebacker or a defensive lineman to really get things going and to help out their defense in this upcoming draft. There's a ton. We've covered a ton of edge rushers, a ton of defensive linemen, defensive tackles, linebackers. There's easily going to be a bunch of guys you can go with in these later round picks to help out your team. Another area of concern, cornerbacks. This is a very much a pass-heavy league. You've got to lose people who can help out in your secondary. Pete Carroll said he likes the cornerback core at the moment, with, like I said, Sidney Jones, Trey Brown, and Justin Coleman. But I feel that you can always have some more depth. You never know if guys can go down to injuries, if they're going to just have a bad season perhaps. And like I said, with the amount of picks that the Seahawks have in the middle to late rounds, they can definitely make some noise and add even more depth to their cornerback positions. You can have someone who can potentially, if someone's having a bad day, you can slide them in there. You can bring them in for a couple of schemes, maybe for some short yardage situation, or if you know they're going to throw deep, you can always have some good cornerbacks at your availability. And I feel that, like I said, the Seahawks had a down year last year. You know, it's tough to say if they're going to get a whole lot better this year, just with pretty much the entire city just still kind of sulking and not so happy about all the trades and all the guys they've lost. So it's going to be a tough year for the Seahawks, but they're a young group. I feel they can get even better in the draft. Like I said, you've got to knock it out of the park with a top 10 pick. You cannot have someone who's going to be sitting on the bench. You've got to have someone who's going to be a valuable starter. And I feel that if the Seahawks draft well, I feel like they can maybe match their record from last year, get a little bit better perhaps, because the draft is a wild beast, man. It is crazy to see how you can see a team maybe who doesn't do good one year have a phenomenal draft and then come out the next season. And then they can, you know, they are just a feel-good story. I mean, look at the Bengals, right? The team who almost won a Super Bowl last year. They were a bottom team when in 2018, 2019, when they drafted Joe Burrow. I mean, they drafted him in the first overall. And here they are just, two or three years later, playing for the Super Bowl. So, I mean, hey, who's to say the Seahawks might not be that next feel-good story, right? You lost your quarterback. You lost your linebacker for the longest time. Why not get this young group and maybe see what you can do with them over the next couple of seasons? But the Seahawks are a very interesting team. I'm looking forward to see what they can do in Las Vegas at the draft, because they have a lot of positions to fill, and it's going to be very, very interesting to see who they select.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. I think we're all on the edge of our seats for this particular one, because this is a team that does have an opportunity to really rebuild right now and get right back into the running, get back closer and closer to being an NFL team that's going to go right to into the championships. We want to see them back in the Super Bowl in the next few years. So, yeah, that is huge. For everybody watching or listening to our podcast, we want to hear from you. What do you think? What do you think that the Seahawks need? Put it in the comments. We want to know in depth what you think. And guess what? If we get a great answer from you, what we like to do is come back and comment back. We will not leave you hanging. We will respond to your comments. We also might mention your comments here live on the show, because we get some amazing ones over time. So thank you so much for that. And everyone listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. 100 Yards of Football, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, you can find our 50-yard line football with the green background there, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network every single week. And we super appreciate it. We can be found on Spotify, over on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, or anywhere that you love listening to podcasts. Another great thing you can do that we'll start mentioning is you can go over to our LinkedIn and you can start connecting with us professionally. So anywhere that you listen to podcasts, that you love to see us, and that you love to share our content, we are there for you on every major platform. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible breakdown of the draft needs for the Seattle Seahawks. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.